Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 952. Do coffee and caffeine inhibit iron absorption? By Mary Jane Brown with Healthline.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. This is where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. And if you want to send me a question, you can do that at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, so today's post comes from healthline.com. And I love reading to you from Healthline because they provide actual scientific evidence to back up their statements. Not only that, but I love my coffee. And so this topic is super interesting to me. But remember, caffeine comes in many forms, not just in coffee or tea. If you drink soda, you're probably getting some caffeine. If you take a headache medicine like Excedrin, it probably has caffeine in it. So listen on as we get to today's article and continue optimizing your life. Do coffee and caffeine inhibit iron absorption? By Mary Jane Brown with Healthline.com. Caffeinated foods and beverages have become staples in most modern-day diets. Coffee is among the most popular, with 80% of U.S. adults drinking it. Caffeine is a natural stimulant. However, some claim it interferes with the absorption of certain nutrients, such as iron. As a result, some people have been advised to avoid coffee and caffeine. So here's everything you need to know about how coffee and caffeine affect iron absorption. Coffee and caffeine can inhibit iron absorption. Several studies have found that coffee and other caffeinated drinks can reduce iron absorption. One study found that drinking a cup of coffee with a hamburger meal reduced iron absorption by 39%. Drinking tea, which is a known inhibitor of iron absorption, with the same meal reduced iron absorption by a whopping 64%. Another study found that drinking a cup of instant coffee with bread meal reduced iron absorption by anywhere from 60 to 90%. What's more, the stronger the coffee or tea, the less iron absorbed. However, caffeine alone does not seem to be the main substance interfering with iron absorption. In fact, one study found that caffeine itself only binds to about 6% of the iron from a meal. Given that this is a relatively small amount, other factors must affect iron absorption. Furthermore, regular coffee consumption may also have an effect on iron storage levels. A large study found that among elderly people, each weekly cup of coffee was associated with a 1% lower level of ferritin. Ferritin is a protein that indicates iron storage levels. However, it's important to remember that the effects of coffee and caffeine on iron absorption may depend on when you drink your coffee. For example, drinking coffee 1 hour before a meal had no effect on iron absorption. Summary: drinking coffee and other caffeinated beverages with a meal is associated with a 39 to 90% reduction in iron absorption. However, caffeine itself only binds a small amount of iron. Other substances affect iron absorption. Caffeine is not the only substance known to interfere with iron absorption. The polyphenols found in coffee and tea are thought to be major inhibitors of iron absorption as well. These include chlorogenic acid, which is found mainly in coffee, cocoa, and some herbs. Also, tannins found in black tea and coffee inhibit iron absorption. These compounds bind with iron during digestion, making it more difficult to absorb. Their effect on iron absorption is dose-dependent, meaning that iron absorption decreases as the polyphenol content of the food or beverage increases. In one study, drinking beverages containing 20 to 50 milligrams of polyphenols per serving reduced iron absorption from a bread meal by 50 up to 70%. Meanwhile, beverages containing 100 to 400 milligrams of polyphenols per serving reduced iron absorption by anywhere from 60 to 90%. Another study found that consuming 5 milligrams of tannins inhibited iron absorption by 20%, while 25 milligrams of tannins reduced it by 67%, and 100 milligrams of tannins reduced iron absorption by 88%. Summary. The polyphenols in coffee and tea inhibit iron absorption by up to 90%. The more polyphenols you consume, the more they may inhibit iron absorption. The type of meal affects iron absorption. If you haven't noted this already, iron absorption is complex and affected by many dietary factors. Evidence suggests that the type of food you eat has a greater influence on iron absorption than the effect of drinking coffee or caffeinated drinks. Certain types of foods enhance iron absorption, while others inhibit it. The type of iron you consume is also important. Iron is present in food in two forms, heme and non-heme iron. Non-heme iron, which is found mainly in plant-based foods, is relatively unstable and affected by many dietary factors. Only 2 to 20% of non-heme iron is absorbed. In contrast, heme iron, which is found only in animal tissues like meat, poultry, and seafood, has a much higher absorption rate, anywhere from 15 to 35%. This is because it is absorbed intact and not influenced by other dietary factors. Thus, coffee and caffeinated drinks are more likely to inhibit the absorption of non-heme iron from plant-based foods, but have very little effect on heme iron from animal foods. In addition to including animal protein, vitamin C and copper in meals can enhance non-heme iron absorption and reduce the negative effects of coffee and caffeinated drinks on iron absorption. As a result, your food choices and the type of iron you consume will determine the effect of coffee and caffeinated drinks on iron absorption. Summary. Many dietary factors influence iron absorption. Coffee and caffeinated products can inhibit absorption of non-heme iron found in plant-based foods. However, they have little effect on heme iron, which is found in animal tissues. Should you reduce your coffee and caffeine intake? Several studies show that coffee and caffeine are not associated with iron deficiency in healthy people with no risk of iron deficiency. Many people get enough iron from the foods they eat. Regularly getting an adequate amount of vitamin C and heme iron from meat, poultry, and seafood can help overcome iron inhibition from drinking coffee and tea. However, this may not be the case when polyphenols are consumed at very high levels. For those at risk of iron deficiency, high consumption of coffee and tea may not be the best idea. Groups at risk for iron deficiency include women of childbearing age, infants and young children, people with a poor or highly restrictive diet, such as vegetarians, and people with certain medical conditions like inflammatory bowel disease. Yet, it may not be necessary for these groups to completely cut out coffee and caffeine. Instead, people at risk are advised to follow these helpful tips. If you do drink coffee or tea, do so between meals, not during. Before having that cup of coffee or tea, wait at least 1 hour after eating. Increase heme iron intake through meat, poultry, or seafood. Increase vitamin C intake at mealtimes. Eat iron-fortified foods. Eat foods high in calcium and high-fiber foods like whole grains separately from iron-rich foods. This will help limit the effects that coffee and caffeinated drinks have on iron absorption. Summary. Healthy people at a low risk for iron deficiency may not need to limit their coffee and caffeine intakes. However, those at risk of iron deficiency are advised to avoid coffee and caffeine at mealtimes and wait at least 1 hour after a meal before consuming it. The bottom line. Caffeinated drinks like coffee and tea have been shown to inhibit iron absorption. However, this is more likely due to their polyphenol contents, not the caffeine itself. Caffeinated foods and drinks are not associated with iron deficiency in healthy people, as iron absorption is affected by many other dietary factors. However, those at risk of deficiency would benefit from avoiding coffee and tea at mealtimes and waiting an hour after a meal to drink coffee or tea. You just listened to the post titled, Do coffee and caffeine inhibit iron absorption? By Mary Jane Brown with Healthline.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Well, I could breathe a little bit easier knowing that coffee, caffeine, may not be affecting my iron level specifically. I do eat a varied diet, and so that's why I had a feeling that I wouldn't be at risk for having iron deficiency. And something else that's a habit of mine is I tend not to drink coffee during meals. It's usually in between meals. I especially like to drink a cup of black coffee about an hour before a cardiovascular workout. That's because some studies show that it may help improve aerobic performance. It may not help so much with weightlifting, but instead it might help me run a little bit faster or bike just a little bit harder. And in fact, when we look at some of the longer-term studies and other chronic diseases, and what we're learning is 3 to 4 cups of plain black coffee or plain tea, meaning you're not adding cream and sugar to it, is associated with a lower risk of certain diseases. So they're finding that 3 to 4 cups of, again, plain coffee or tea may lower a person's risk for developing type 2 diabetes, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, which is a severe form of dementia, basically. It may lower our risk for certain cancers like liver cancer and colon cancer. So the research is pretty compelling when it comes to consuming caffeine regularly. But again, you have to know how your body responds to it. And if your doctor says, yeah, you got to cut it out, then definitely listen to her or him. But otherwise, if you're not at risk for becoming iron deficient, if your blood levels look great, then by all means, enjoy that morning cup of joe. All right. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for our Wednesday show and where your optimal life awaits.